California's power crisis leads to blackouts.
This is a major economic and political nightmare in the state of California.
George W. Bush says goodbye to Texas.
I leave here really upbeat about getting something accomplished for the people of this land.
More reassurances from John Ashcroft.
I will enforce the law. I reject racism.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. It finally happened today. As California's electricity reserves dipped below 2%, power officials ordered selective outages.
It went off as we were walking across the street and the traffic light went out and my associate here was almost run over by a car.
That happened in San Jose, one of the first areas to be affected. Lights went out, elevators stopped mid-floor, and everything else that runs on electricity ground to a halt. Rolling blackouts continued in portions of northern and central California until the power grid was able to buy some juice from Canada. And Energy Secretary Bill Richardson has just extended an emergency order requiring suppliers in neighboring states to sell power to California. CBS News technology consultant Larry Maggott says this crisis hits the computer industry hard.
We are basically at the forefront of an industry that depends on electricity to get the work done. I mean, the entire internet, the entire cyberspace is fueled by electricity, and without it, you're out of business.
CBS News reporter Steve Futterman joins us live from Los Angeles. Steve, what happened today?
Well, it had been building for weeks. Today, California did not have enough power, forcing widespread mandatory blackouts in the state for the first time since World War II. A number of factors led to today's developments. Deregulation that wasn't well thought out, a lack of new power plants in the state, cold weather resulting in higher than normal usage. And today, with two major utilities on the verge of bankruptcy, many power suppliers were too scared to sell to California. Live in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Californians can't look to the Bush administration for relief. Spokesman Ari Fleischer says it's a state problem.
I think all experts agree and we concur this is predominantly and the solution will be found in California.
Now this.
Welcome to Calling All Colds. You're on the air.
I got a terrible cold.
I can hear it. You need Robitussin cold caplets.
But I got a cold, not a cough.
A common misconception. Robitussin cold caplets are for colds.
Yeah, so? There's lots of cold pills.
Yeah, and lots of them are just for head colds. Robitussin cold caplets have two powerful decongestants. One to clear your stuffy head and another one to clear your chest congestion.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
Robitussin cold caplets. The Robitussin for colds. Use as directed.
Couldn't we just talk about this?
I am sick of talking.
A Showtime original miniseries event about sex, love, relationships.
I've never been attracted to a woman before in my entire life.
All the usual things that drive you to the shrink.
How can I help you if you won't tell me what's wrong?
Hell has no fury, like a woman in therapy.
I have always wanted to blow Barbie's head off.
A Girl Thing, a Showtime original miniseries. Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on Showtime. No limits. Rated TVMA.
Mr. Bush goes to Washington. The president-elect flew to the nation's capital to prepare for his inauguration after a campaign-style rally in Midland, Texas today. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato was there.
Thousands bundled up in the cold to give the man they call Midland's rising sun a warm farewell.
There is so much optimism in this place. Such a passion for the possible.
Standing next to the wife he met here, he praised the lessons of hard work and risk-taking he learned.
My experiences here have shaped the values and principles by which I will make decisions.
No matter what their reasons for coming to see off the next president.
It's a part of history.
Our hometown guy, and it's just an exciting time.
Why'd you want to come down here and see this today?
To get out of school.
All spoke of their pride in him, and all wished him well in Washington.
I'll come back to see you soon. God bless.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Midland, Texas.
Bill Clinton's final trip as president was to his home state of Arkansas, where he used a speech to the legislature to say thanks and farewell.
There are a lot of people in this body who got their start in politics working with me. A few who got their start in politics working against me.
Mr. Clinton was accompanied by daughter Chelsea. His wife was busy with her new Senate duties in Washington. Golfer Casey Martin took his case to the U.S. Supreme Court today. The High Court heard arguments on his bid to bend the rules of the PGA Tour so he can use a golf cart. Martin has a circulatory problem in his right leg. To those who say a cart would give him an unfair advantage, he says,
walk a mile in my shoes. You know, I wouldn't do this if I felt I had an advantage, and I'd certainly give up the cart and my leg to be able to walk with a healthy leg.
The PGA says everyone should play by the same rules and claims it's not required to accommodate Martin under the Americans with Disabilities Act. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hi, I'm Holy Moly.
family.
Bonjour, and welcome to Chez Eddie's.
Eddie, you can cook?
Cook? No. Create, oui.
You always knew Campbell's was good. You just didn't know how good. Now Campbell's goes from stovetop to tabletop in less than 20 minutes.
I brown the chicken, add Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, some water, and voila, a savory masterpiece.
Get more ideas on campbellsoup.com.
Delicious. So what famous Chez do we visit tomorrow?
Chez Stadium?
Campbell's. Mm-mm, good.
Hey, you're in a small business. You've got computers, phones, fax. You're working at top speed. Then you go to mail that important document and, uh-oh, somebody used the last stamp. Instead of running out for more stamps, call 1-800-5-PITNEY and try the personal post meter by Pitney Bowes for 90 days free. It's your own 24-hour mailroom. You never overpay on postage or run out of stamps again. Call 1-800-5-PITNEY and we'll give you $30 in free postage. Call 1-800-5-PITNEY today.
Most Bush cabinet nominees have made token appearances at Senate confirmation hearings. Colin Powell, Paul O'Neill, Mel Martinez, and Christy Whitman were questioned today. But Attorney General-designate John Ashcroft had to return for a second day of grilling, and it's not over yet. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is live on Capitol Hill.
Through the day, Democrats kept pounding on Ashcroft over abortion, gun laws, and especially civil rights, with Ashcroft staying calm and insisting he would fairly enforce all laws. Delaware Senator Joe Biden said Ashcroft's record worried minorities.
It's a big deal. You got 20 million black Americans out there that you're going to be representing. They're going to look to you and say, is this guy going to enforce the law?
Ashcroft said he would and bristled at suggestions he was biased.
I believe that racism is wrong. I repudiate it.
Ashcroft, in hearings still underway, also told sometimes skeptical Democrats he considered the right to abortion, which he opposes, to be settled law and would not seek further Supreme Court review. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Two convicts who escaped from a maximum security wing of the Oklahoma State Penitentiary were captured today at a house about 50 miles from the prison. They'd gotten out by removing the toilets in their cells, then crawling to the roof through an air duct. Prison officials describe the facility as state-of-the-art, but plan to install metal plates in the walls behind those toilets. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Welcome to the Age of Information. It's an era of unlimited resources, but none so vital as the Wall Street Journal. Make it a part of your business day, now for 50% off the regular subscription rate. The Journal delivers what you need most today, from top news and online investing to tips on balancing your work and family life. So for just 37 cents a day, get free delivery for 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal. This limited time offer is for new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-535-7300. That's 800-535-7300.
Navajo crime fighters Lee Porn and Chi are back. And this time, they're at odds with the FBI in Hunting Badger. Tony Hillerman's New York Times bestseller, now in paperback. Washington Post Book World calls Lee Porn and Chi the best duo since Lennon and McCartney. Hunting Badger brings together all the elements Hillerman's fans love, says the Rocky Mountain News. Hunting Badger by Tony Hillerman from Harper Torch and Harper Audio.
The Dow lost 68 points today. The Nasdaq gained 64. The moral of the story is, you don't steal something in heavy snow. The story goes like this. Someone broke into a house in Winona, Minnesota, and took a safe with cash inside. But police had no trouble locating their suspect. They simply followed bicycle tracks, and every so often, when the rider stopped to rest, they found the square imprint of a safe in the snow. The safe has been recovered. Police say the bicycle was also stolen. It's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, January 17th.